Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When an accident happens on a cold day or night, Marion County Sheriff's deputies are prepared to offer warmth and comfort in a very special way, with quilts made by hand and with love. Let's go in depth with Janet Westberg, Cecil Spring, Pat Wilson, Joanne Derringer, quilters, and Deputy DJ Reed and Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Well, you ladies have some beautiful quilts.
We enjoy doing it. I think we get more out of making the quilts than the receivers do in receiving it, but it's a really good project for our church, and it's been one that's also been profitable for our ladies' organization, too.
Quilts are so special, at least to me. I mean, they're handmade, made with love. There's just nothing like a quilt.
That's right. And they last for a long time if they're taken care of.
They can last 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Why do you like quilting, Cecil?
Well, I like the fellowship with the ladies as we work together making them. And I always sewed for my children till they got in after high school. And I just like to sew.
Pat?
Well, I think it's a ministry for me. And I'm not a quilter, I'm not a sewer, but Janet told me to come and I would have a job. And so I'd never had a needle in my hand, I think, when I came. But I just feel that it's something I can do for people that, it doesn't cost anything and it doesn't take a lot of time, but it's just a love of the ministry to people. When we give the quilts, the smiles on their faces and to know that they're wrapped and something that I helped make. I give a lot to my relatives because it's a hug from me. That's what I tell them.
Well, it's like a permanent hug for, you're always there with them.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why do you do it?
I like to sew, and I like the fellowship, and I like to get out of the house. Something to do.
All right, and so we're here today in part because you're making a donation today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Recently, I took two of the blankets that we've made to the Sheriff's Department to donate to them to have in their cars in case of an accident, especially when it was cold weather. And we hope to make enough to have in all of the deputies' cars before too long. So one of the things I wanted to point out that this project, everything that is used in making these blankets is donated. And it goes from big boxes of scraps of material that we have to weed through and decide what we can use, what we can't use. Also, we use good sheets that are not stained to put on the backs. So flat sheets work really well. We use old blankets for filler in the blankets that we make, and if there are holes in them, we patch the holes. We like to take electric blankets and pull the wires out of them. And the person who has that job to pull the blanket apart is never very thankful to me for being assigned that job, but it really makes a nice filler for a blanket, and it's something that doesn't go to waste. We also use old mattress pads. Some of the local hotels have been really good about saving their sheets for us and their blankets that they can no longer use. All of the thread that we tie with has been donated. We feel very blessed, and it's making something from something that somebody else was going to throw away is a real good feeling of accomplishment.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Janet Westberg, Cecil Spring, Pat Wilson, Joanne Derringer, and Deputy DJ Reed and Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Well, and Deputy Reed, you had a hand in this from the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah. We had a car accident on Old 92 near Janet's house, and And myself and another deputy covered the accident, and the lady that was inside the vehicle was injured and very cold. So I offered my coat, and while the other deputy went to look for something to wrap her in, and I think that's about the time when Janet came down and maybe saw me doing that, and I think that's when she decided that this was a good idea. And there again, I'm thankful that she's doing this as well. So.
Because it takes a while for the ambulance to get there sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. And the deputies don't have a lot of room to keep a lot of things, and sometimes blankets is not a priority, unfortunately, but after being at that accident, I think it should be a priority that we are able to keep people warm at least until the ambulance gets there. So,
on a cold winter's night, it could be a matter of life and death.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And unfortunately, we have to bear with it and be out in the elements. And we try to help. I mean, obviously, we help people, and we want to keep them warm just as well as anybody else as we can. So at least until the ambulance gets there.
Well, and you have things to do. And you gave your jacket to this person. And so, that in some way or another compromises the important work you have to do if you're too cold to.
Right. Yeah, when we're running around trying to gather equipment or make sure everybody's safe. I mean, obviously, before we ever start the investigation of an accident, we got to make sure everybody in the accident is safe or find out their injuries so we can report it back to the ambulance. And when it's cold outside, warmth is a major thing, and that's what we got to try to do, is obviously keep them safe and warm before the ambulance gets there.
Do you remember that when that happened?
Very well.
What was going through your mind?
First of all, I grabbed a blanket as I went out of my house. And that was the first initial thought on my mind was, the ambulance, how long it would take, and that it was very cold and windy. And I just thought that it was something that was important right at the time.
You just knew that. You just walked out with the blanket.
Yeah, I did. And I don't know if I was, in the way or what, but I felt like it was important.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Janet Westberg, Cecil Spring, Pat Wilson, Joanne Derringer, and Deputy DJ Reed and Sheriff Jason Sandholt. And so, Sheriff, what does this mean to your office, to all the deputies, lieutenants, yourself?
Well, we've hit on it a lot, but the love from this group that goes into the blankets, I mean, I'm very thankful. It just shows here in Marion County what great people we have that are willing to donate their time and efforts and skills, to make these things so that when there are times out there, when people are in need, we don't want to go to car accidents, but we do. It's part of our job. It's something we have to do. And anything we can do to provide comfort to that person that's involved in that accident, and sometimes it may be a group, it's a family that we're going to, and anything we can give that provides them a little bit of comfort until rescue personnel gets there is a great advantage for us, and I'm very thankful to the group for doing it.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, it's when all of the deputies are out there on the road patrolling, this group of ladies is with them.
Yeah, that's definitely it. It's, if you notice on these blankets and stuff, there's a little label that goes on it that's from the group that, shows that the love that went into it, and that means a lot. You wouldn't think a whole lot, on store-bought things or different things. And granted, we can go to Walmart and buy blankets or different things, but the love that goes into them, I think there's a little bit extra that's a part of it.
Well, and I'm guessing you ladies are sitting here thinking it's the love and the faith that helped build that quilt, build that beautiful quilt.
Yes, for sure. It is a love for other people, and I think that's what Christianity is all about, is that we show love and that we take care of our fellow man above all else, serve each other. And I think this is a way of doing it, a simple way to to be out there in the community and to show that we do care.
And to know that that blanket might wrap a child or an injured person, that must feel, I don't know, that must just...
Real good. Feels really good, yeah. Mm-hmm. You love to make it and they love to get it.
Just because of the care, mm-hmm. the love,
yeah.
the time. It'd be easier to go out and buy a bunch of them, wouldn't it?
No.
No? It wouldn't mean anything, would
no,
it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Is that how you feel too, Cecil?
Yes, it is. I like the fellowship and I just like the fact that we can give somebody something that they need and they don't have to pay for. Some of them are not able to pay for things like that. And I feel like it's a good thing.
So does that go through your mind? Do you ever wonder? I mean, I wonder who will get this. Do you ever wonder that? In what circumstances?
Most certainly. And it may come back that we'll see it again later on. It's just kind of a big circle of love, you know? And it to me, to see the quilt, it's a comfort thing because it's something that most people think of from out of their past, you know, when they see a quilt. It's a comfort thing. It's just like when the rescue people they've come to my mother's house several times. And to see a familiar face come in your door, somebody that you've grown up with, that you know has you respect for you and that you have respect for them, it's a really neat feeling when they come to help. And this is our way of giving back to that group that is initially helping too.
Are you interested in inviting other quilters or ladies to help? It looks like you have a lot of fun mm-hmm. there too.
We do. We have shared with one of the other churches in the area. They have come and we've kind of had an exchange. 1 month we'd meet here and 1 month at their church. It's quite an undertaking to take all of our stuff to do that, but it's good to see how another group does something similar to what we do, and to share the same, you know, love that everybody's got for fellow man.
And the Marion County Sheriff's Office is just the latest in a group of people that mm-hmm. you're helping, right? Can you tell us
yes,
a little bit about that, or anybody else, or?
Do you want to know who we've given to?
Sure.
Okay, we are not currently affiliated, but we have been in the past giving one to every new Habitat house that was in Knoxville and Pella. We have given small blankets to the Nest program. We have given quite a few, more than anywhere else, to the food pantry. We keep some pack in case of a fire, and the last fire that we gave some to was in the Pleasantville area when a trailer house burned. We put them out for sale at a very nominal fee here at our church also. We give them to people who are having dialysis or chemotherapy, and they don't necessarily have to be people who are affiliated with our church. Just anybody that is a friend of a friend, you know, we try to get the blankets out there because we know that they're needed, and it's just another form of our love for them.
Well, and with that love, and, you know, I can just imagine somebody, a child, needing that, being cold in an accident. With that love, are you also giving them hope, do you think?
I would think so.
That someone yes. cares.
I think for a child, you know, it's like someone cares about me. Someone made this for me. And I think it does give them a positive image of the people around them. And children always need to know that people care about them. And I think, yes, it would be. And for an adult, too. I'm sure that person that Janet took the quilt to was so appreciative. She was wet, I think. She was cold. And that must have been just, you know, I would have cried if she had brought the blanket to me. Maybe that lady did, mm-hmm. To just know that someone thought to do that for me.
Well, in a very important way, these ladies are out there with you, helping you when you're on the road, when bad stuff happens, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. It's nice to know that people do care for what we do or respect what we do and know that we're not always out just to get somebody. We're out to help people, and these donations are nice to have.
It's always beneficial having whether it be these ladies or someone up above being on our team. And if in a way this these blankets are a part of that, then we're very thankful.
Thanks to Janet Westberg, Cecil Spring, Pat Wilson, Joanne Derringer, and Deputy DJ Reed, and Sheriff Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.